As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, Tim Wilton, bringing you another banger sports ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. Guys, we have seven games to go over for today's slate on this lovely Friday. We're approaching the holidays, man. Time is flying. 2025 is almost over. Crazy, right? But still, plenty of basketball left to happen, not only in this year, but for the rest of the NBA season. Let's go ahead and talk about these seven games. No time to waste. Let's get to it. So, first game of the day. This is a slop fest, man. I don't know what was going on. Chicago's, like, really bad, but, like, for this game to be played how it was is kind of a little embarrassing. But the Bulls win it 129-126 over the Charlotte Hornets. They got the dub. Good job to the Bulls, I guess. I don't know if we should be happy about that. We had a couple big lines for some dudes on the Hornets side of the ball game. Konkanipal finally returning. The shooting was bad. It was too high. And then it was like all the way to the gutter. And now it's like high again. It's got to find a way to balance, you know, like in the middle somewhere. But still, this is an absolutely amazing game. 33 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists, 5 triples. He's back to shooting good. 57% from the field. He had 12 of 21. And 4-4 from the free throw line. Banger game. He belongs on the rosters no matter what. Miles Bridges also had a good night shooting. 32 points, 2 rebounds, 7 dimes. You guys were just passing everybody. There was no LaMelo Ball, by the way. So, I mean, they pretty much took on the point forward duties. Look at these guys. 13 to 20 from the field for Miles Bridges. Great shooting. That is a little too hot, though. 4 triples and 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Good game. He just chugs along, man. And somehow, like, ends up around, like, the top 60, top 50 area. And you take it. You love it. Kalkbrenner. Nice, pretty decent center game. You probably want some defensive stats here. But at least he gave you good field goal percentage. That stuff just doesn't drop ever in life. Don't know why. 10.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 of 6 from the field. Hey, cool. I'll take it. Brandon Miller played. He had an, well, man, he just chucks the ball. He is definitely a punt field goal guy. If you do have Brandon Miller, it's going to be rough. Also, to be fair, though, I think there is some room for it to get better. I think he's still dealing with the shoulder and trying to find his rhythm. You got to think about these guys like a Kobe White, like a Darius Garland, like a Tyler Hero, him, AD. They're all kind of still letting the dust settle and finding the rhythm. So just be a little more patient. There is some good to talk about this line, and we'll get to it. Brandon Miller, 18 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal and 2 blocks. Yes, he averaged a steal and 0.7 blocks last year. He can get defense stats, and he can fill the line, which is good. He had 2 triples, didn't go to the free throw line. It's a little interesting. But he had 8 of 22 shooting, and that's absolutely horrid. Sucks because it is a low-lying week, and stuff like that hurts. But he will get better over time. You also got 14 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 triples out of Sion James. That's interesting. 5 and 9 from the field, 2 3 from the free throw line. Is it something I'm probably running and grabbing the top 10 leagues? Probably not. But if you need to stream during his low volume league and you just happen to grab Sion James, hey, cool, I'll take it. Musa Diabate actually did not see, like, basically any center minutes at all. He only had 12 in this game, and he had 2 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Usually he's better than that, and he was doing enough to be rostered in 12 team leagues, I'd hold. That's interesting that he did not do much this game. KJ Simpson got the start, by the way, with no LaMelo Ball, and I think he's probably going to be the starter to fill the point guard role. He had 10 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and 2 triples on 4 of 9 shooting from the field, which is honestly a good shooting night for him. In 12 team leagues, you get rostered, especially if you have LaMelo Ball and you're just like, dude, I need the LaMelo Ball here, then yeah, you probably look his way. But in deeper formats, yes, he should be rostered because you're going to get some decent point guard value from him in the interim. We just don't know how long LaMelo Ball is going to be out. That's the only thing. Let's go ahead and check on the Bulls and see what happened over here. Josh Giddey leading the way. If he's not going to triple-double, he at least double-doubles, which is nice. I'll take it. 26, 7, and 11. Ooh, 11 dimes is nice with the steal. Yeah, 4 turnovers. That's not bad. I mean, he gave you 11 dimes. It's hard to complain. And he had great percentages all around. Look at this guy. 10 of 17 from the field, 2 of 4 from deep, and 4 of 4 from the free throw line. That is a banger game. I'll take that any day. Coby White, he's scoring more. It's still like, it's not there yet. That's the thing. 20 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. You want at least a couple more assists from him. No defensive stats, although he's not like a super big steals guy, you know. 6 and 15 from the field, and we probably want that to be a little better, although it has been better than what it has been. He only gave you 1 triple. You want some more of those. And 7 and 9 from the free throw line. I like the high volume. I just would like to see him make more. You got 13 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists, and a block out of Nikola Vucevic. He only took 8 shots. He made 6 of them, though. That's nice. He made 1 three-pointer, and he missed his only free throw. The Vuce sell high is beyond gone. He only played 21 minutes here, by the way, which is interesting. Did he have foul trouble? Did he get hurt? No. Interesting. I'm going to have to rewatch the tape and see why he only played that many minutes. That explains the low stats. I don't believe he got hurt. I didn't see a report on him dropping out of that game. Interesting reason, maybe because it's been coach's decision. Don't worry, he's usually better than this, but yeah, that's how high window's going. Matis Mazzella has had 10 points, 1 assist, 2 blocks, 5 of 8 from the field. And yeah, he didn't make a single 3-pointer. He didn't go to the free throw line. Yes, they pulled him for Collins, someone said in the chat. I appreciate that. Zach Collins got all the run. I see the big line from him. That makes those more sense. We'll get a talk show on Collins in a second. Buzelis, he's just kind of there. He also had a low minutes game. He had probably early foul trouble, but nothing else. He's just kind of like teetering around the top 100. I know, like, he had all the hype this season going into draft season. He'll be better. He most likely will. Just kind of gotta wait, man. I know it's rough, but you just gotta wait and see it through with Buzelis. If you're trading him, you're probably not gonna get the value that you want from him. Isaac Okoro returned. Nice, good to see him here. And he scored a bunch, which is not normal. 15 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist on 7-11 shooting. Nice shooting and 1-1 from free throw line. We're not running the rap. Isaac Okoro is not a good fantasy player, and we already know that. But it's good for them because they needed him for defense, so that's what's up. We see Patrick Williams also have decided to score today. Is it just because they played the Hornets? I don't know. These guys are scoring all of a sudden. 16 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 3 triples, 5 of 8 from the field, 6 of 8 from the field, I apologize, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. I also would not be grabbing if you used him because it was a low week. Oh, this is probably the highest volume day of the week, so he probably had more games. That's fine, but we're not looking to hold him long term. Trey Jones also returned. Good to see him back. 6 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists. This is my only concern now that we have both of the guards healthy. And Isaac Okoro is healthy, which fills in there that usually that third position in the backcourt because he kind of plays like the wing. We won't be seeing as much of Trey Jones, which sucks because he's been doing pretty well fantasy-wise. If you want to hold and kind of see how it goes, yeah, sure. But you also have to consider there was no Ayo Dosunmu and there was no Kevin Huerter. Yeah, man, it's not looking good, unfortunately, as I'm a fan of Trey Jones myself. Zach Collins got some of the run. I'm glad, I appreciate the chat for helping me out with that one. It looks like they honestly split the center minutes like three ways because Jalen Smith also got 16 of these minutes while we saw about 20 for Zach Collins, who had 16 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 2 triples, 6-7 from the field, and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. He was hot. He was rolling. They rolled with him. Jalen Smith also had 5 points, 10 rebounds, an assist, steal, and block. He had 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 triple. There's a bunch of ones. But and he shot bad. He shot 2 away from the field. He's always exciting if things ever broke his way, but you do not have to worry about him. Either way, hopefully the Bulls can get back on track, man, because it's kind of sad seeing them lose, man. Really. Next game of the day. It was looking good until Detroit turned into Detroit, and it became barbecue chicken. The Detroit Pistons take it 115 over the Atlanta Hawks. We'll check on, of course, the main guys that have been rolling. Jalen Johnson, just another casual triple-double, you know, because that's what he does now. He's an all-star. I'm hoping that he gets that bid. I believe it is his year. 19 points, 11 rebounds, 12 dimes, 2 steals, 1 triple, 7-19 from the field. Not his best shooting night, but he did give you 4-4 from the free throw line. He had 6 turnovers, which is unlike him, but I mean, I think you take the 2-1 ratio, given all that he has done for the past, like, month. Trae Young should be back, I'm assuming, in the next 2-3 weeks. I don't think it'd be earlier than 3. But also, I don't think it'll be later than 3. I think 3 is probably the sweet spot. If he does get early, that's great. It's going to be a whole dynamic shift. You can sell high on Jalen Johnson if you want, but honestly, I'd probably keep him because he looks like a totally different player. The assists probably will come down a little bit, but I mean, Trey's not taking his rebounds, to be honest. And 22 points a game is manageable given what he's been doing. So just keep rolling with him, man. He's a part of the fantasy elite now, you know? It's really nice to see. Zach Arisa say had 2 more minutes in this when he had 27. Although that could have been part garbage time. 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 5 of 8 from the field. No 3 pointers and no free throws in this one. I still don't think you need to roster him in 12 team leagues, but if you see value in it, I totally understand. Deeper leagues, yes, he is a person you want to roster. You had a bunch of defensive stats from Onyeka Okongwu. We love this. 14 points. He only had 3 rebounds and 3 assists, which is like, dang, you probably want more rebounds. But 2 steals and 4 blocks? Yes, sir. Sign me up. I'll take that any day. 4-10 from the field and 6-8 from the free throw line. Dyson Daniels. Love this full line from him. 18 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. He's doing a Jalen Johnson impersonation. Look at this. 1 steal, 1 block. No triples, but he did 6-10 from the field, which we love that. And 6-8 from the free throw line. Honestly, he's a bad free throw shooter, so that's actually a good showing. NAW, Nahl, that's his, like you say, his initials. Nikhil Alexander-Walker had this is another casual 22 points, but honestly, he did absolutely nothing else. He gave you 2 rebounds, 4 triples, but he gave you 2 rebounds, and it's just blanks, zeros for the rest of that. 6-14 from the field, which is not his best shooting night, but he's been absolutely stellar so far. And 6-6 from the free throw line. It may be, I might have like a week left to sell high on him if you want to, but honestly, he had a role. Like, he was getting 30 minutes with Trey around, and he probably still will. So if you hold him, you're probably still going to get some values. There's going to be a little bit of ramp up for Trey. So that's even, you know, more value until he gets to 100%. I think if you held on to him, you'd be okay holding on to Nikhil Alexander Walker. The rest of the guys don't really do anything. You had 8 points and 2 steals and 2 triples out of Vic Krejci, who's more of a deeper league play. There was no Kristaps Porzingis. He was sick. Hope everything is okay. I know he had that bad illness before. So we just look to see when he returns. These guys really got beat up on towards the end, though. And as you can see, this is a lot of people that play. The rotation was so huge because they blew them up. We're going to check in and see what happened over here on the Detroit basketball side of things. Kay Cunningham had 15 points, 1 rebound, 6 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks, 2 triples. 5-10 for the field, 3-6 for the free throw line. That 3-6 hurts, man, especially on a low volume week. That is, ugh. You'd want better from your first round pick. But Kay's been awesome. They didn't need him as much. He only played 22 minutes in this one because it was just barbecue chicken. I mean, they didn't need him. Duncan Robinson, good guy. You always want to stream for 3 pointers, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. Got a block out of him. That's cool. 4 triples, 5-10 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. Solid. That's what you want from Duncan Robinson. Jaden Duren is in the top 60 now. Remember when he was in the top 20? It just kind of slipped, man, and it kept slipping. And you would hope for a little bit of, like, comeback, but maybe he just got off to a hot start. Do I think he's better? Yes, but maybe he's not where we thought he was. 14 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 6-10 from the field, and 2-4 from the free throw line. The biggest thing is that the accuracy of the free throw percentage came down, and, like, all across the board, he's just doing a little bit less. Maybe it'll be a resurgence. They could only play 24 minutes in this one, although they pretty much kicked these dudes' butt, so they didn't need to play anymore. Maybe it'll be a resurgence late in the season, and he refines that footing. But I don't know if he'll be back in the top 20 this year, unfortunately. Thought it was here, but maybe not yet. Tobias Harris, he only played 21 minutes. He had 9, 3, and 1 assist with 3 steals. He liked 3 steals. you want to see him. The biggest thing that told him back, he doesn't even need to average anywhere close to a steal. He averages like around like 14, 5 and 2, but it's like 0.6 steals. That really hurts his category league value. And everything else has kind of come around, like the shooting percentage has been going up, and I mean, his free throw has been solid. So once that comes around, he's probably going to sit around like that top 100 mark. Asar Thompson, full line from him, 12.6 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Love that. 5-9 from the field, and he hit both of his free throws. Oh, what a day. This is a great Friday. He hit both of his free throws. Good stuff from him. Like I said, a lot of these guys had a lot of garbage time, so a lot of these guys got cooked from by Caris LeVert for 10 points and 8 dimes and 2 steals. Deeper league stuff, most likely, or if you had the streaming because of this low volume week. You also had you had a blowout. This is how you know, like, you don't need to roster Jaden Ivey. You had a blowout, and Jaden Ivey played 18 minutes. And I think at this point, you could say it's probably not a ramp up thing. 10 points, 4 dimes, 2 steals, 2 rebounds, 5-8 from the field. I don't really think you need to roster Jaden Ivey in 12 team leagues. Deeper leagues, sure, but you could do better in 12 team leagues. You also had 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal out of Rod Holland, who got a little bit of extra running. He played 24 minutes this game. They just cooked him, and then, like, everybody on the bench cooked him even more. And then that was the end of the game. Good stuff from the Detroit Pistons. Still sitting at the top of the Eastern Conference. Didn't have that on my board, but kind of cool. Next game, the Indiana Pacers lose to this is like vintage Embiid. When do you ever see Embiid get to 39 points? I didn't even know it was going to happen this season. Honestly, it makes me a little happy, man. As a guy that enjoys Embiid as a player, good to see him have one more in the tank. We'll check on the 76ers. But first, let's take a look at what happened on the Pacers side of the ball. Jay Huff, man, just 3 blocks is what he does every game. It's ridiculous. At least 2. You're at least getting 2 every game. 13 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 blocks, 4 triples. He had a bad shooting night, 4-12 from the field, but, like, who cares, dude? Like, bro's averaging about 3 blocks a game, like I said, over the last 3 weeks. Like, he needs better rosters. He's just killing it. And I think that role is his for the foreseeable future. And if things change, then, we'll reassess then. Pascal Siakam is just, he's about as consistent as they come. 20 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal, 1 triple, 8-18 from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. He's just, I don't know. It's like we say everything that he does, and he just does the same thing over and over because it's just Pascal Siakam. You had 18, 5, and 7 dimes out of Andrew Nembhard with 1 steal to go with it. 1 triple as well, 6 of 15 from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. The shooting has calmed down, but, that's still a pretty good line. Ethan Thompson got the start again. He had 12 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 triples, 4-10 from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line. This is not something I think you'd probably run and grab in 12-3 leagues, but you can stream if needed. I totally understand. And the reason was because we did not – oh, we did it. Oh, okay, I thought he was missing. Benedict Mathurin did play. He had a pretty lackluster night. 7 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. You got a block out of him, and you got 2 dimes out of him. That's pretty nice. 1 triple, 2 of 8 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. This is a bad game. He'd been better than this, although his game's pretty limited. It's mostly like points, sometimes threes. Field goal percent, meh. Free throw percent, yeah. And then you'll get like some boards. Let's go to check on the rest of these guys. TJ McConnell, he had a pretty good game, although his minutes have been around like 16. This has been around sitting around 16. So sometimes he'll play 15, sometimes he'll play 17. It's been around 16. He kind of needs more of that. But he did turn in a good game in this one. 15 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 1 triple, 7-11 from the field. That is pretty spot on TJ McConnell. But I would like to see him get more time before we grab him again in 12-team leagues. Let's go ahead and check on the Philadelphia 76ers. No Maxi. He was sick. But no problem. They got the job done. Sucks for fantasy that we didn't have Maxi on a low-volume week like this, because that hurts. But hopefully he will be ready for the next contest. Joel Embiid, though, man, what? Wow. He'll probably never be the same, but it's good to see him drop this line. 39 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 triples, 12 of 23 from the field, 13 of 18 from the free throw line. Hurts so much. Whoa. That is so high volume. It's so high volume, and then he just happened to miss 5 of those, and that does so much more damage than a guy that does like 2 for 4. Oh, man, that sucks, dude. Sorry about the bad free throws, but it's good to see him drop 39 points and they got the dub. He did give you good field goal percent, and he did tackle on two triples going along with it. Good stuff from Joel Embiid overall, except free throws. It's kind of like, meh. Talk about meh free throws. VJ Edgecombe, who did step up, I like this. 22 points, 4 rebounds, 5 dimes, 2 steals, 2 triples. 6-10 from the field, 7-10 from the free throw line. Really? Like, please? Paul George played. Yay. Good to see Paul George. This is patented Paul George. This is like OG Paul George. We love this. 23 points, 6 rebounds, 5 dimes, 1 steal. Usually you may get 2, but I'll take the 1. 4 triples, 8 of 17 from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. That's banger Paul George. If he could stay healthy, he probably could still ball like consistently like this. So that's a good line, man. I just hope it sticks, you know, like the health-wise. You had 10 points and 8 rebounds out of Dominique Barlow. He had 1 assist to go along with it, as well as 1 block. And he shot 4 of 8 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Good stream, solid stream. If you stream them, definitely a deep release needs to be rostered. Quentin Grimes moves to the starting lineup. He had more opportunity and just kind of like shot bad. 10 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. He did a bunch of other things peripheral-wise, so that's great. 3-9 from the field is not the best. He did give you 2 triples, at least 2 or 3 of those shots. Out of those 3 shots, 2 of them were triples. And 2-2 from the free throw line. Not the best game. I still think he's a hold, but you probably want better for him if there was no Maxi, especially on a week like this. Good stuff for the rest of these guys overall. You had like 6 points and 2 rebounds for Jabari Walker. That's deep league stuff. Nothing to worry about. The real thing is we hope that Maxi's back in the next contest. Guys, if you are watching this on the Fantasy NBA Today feed with the legends, Doc and Brew, and all they do in the morning shows, and you would like what you're seeing here at the Box Score Breakdown with me and my co-host, William Isbell, that's his name on Twitter, by the way. I don't know if it's William or Bill. I'm going to like flip a coin one day and just ask him. Don't tell anybody if you like see this episode. Be like, yo, Tim's talking like he doesn't know your name. I know it's clearly William is probably the full government, but I don't know if he likes Bill or William. So I'm going to figure out. Just don't say anything. But anyways, if you do like what's going on at this show, please give us a like or subscribe. Where you find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Twitter too, because we do live stream to Twitter. If you do see us, please give us a like and subscribe. And want to hear more of this Monday through Friday action of all the games, just come hang out with us, man. We always have a good time. It is always good to have you here. We got 4 more games. Yes. Before we head out for the rest of the weekend. And dude, this was scary, bro. I thought they were going to lose. I was kind of genuinely concerned because the Cavs have been kind of like mid this year. And I was like, dude, if they take this L to the Wizards, conversation need to be had. But to be honest, to tell you the truth, we found out how important Jared Allen is. I'm going to be completely serious. That's really what it is. John's very important. And people are always like, oh, you can trade him. He's disposable. Like, is he? They kind of need him. 130-126, the Cleveland Cavaliers get the dub because Spider had to absolutely do everything. Let's go ahead and check on the Wizards first. We got Justin Chapanny moving to start lineup for this one because there was no Middleton. I think he's going to return soon, I think. Justin Chapanny, you would think like, oh, yeah, this is a great play. Points, rebounds, a lot of steals. He got some points, rebounds, and steals. It's probably not as much as you want. 3.7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. 1 triple, 1-4 shooting. Ugh, it's a tough stream, man. I wish he would have had a better game, truly. Keyshawn George getting back on track. He played 26 minutes because there goes the foul trouble. Yay. Just when you thought he was getting better. But to be fair, I believe with this game, he's been sitting like a top 60 player over the last like 2 weeks. No, he's been top 100 the last 2 weeks, and he's been top 50 over the last week. So he is moving back in the right direction. It was just a weird slump. But he did get 15 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal on the block, 3 triples, 5 of 10 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. I will take that. In 26 minutes, just don't get in foul trouble, buddy, please. Banger stream for Marvin Bagley. I don't know, man. I don't know how he does this. 15 points, 13 rebounds, 4 dimes. Nice double-double there. 1 triple, 6 of 10 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. I'd take that any day. Little concerned about Alex R. We don't know what's going on. They said like, oh yeah, it'd be like 2 more games. And then it's like been another week. And it's like, oh, soon. Then it's like 2 weeks. Like, hello, is he okay? You can still just roster Bagley until he shows up. But hopefully we get some news soon on him. Just general news. Guys, hold on. Is Bub about to break out? What is this? Bob Carrington, 27 points, 6 rebounds, 8 dimes, 1 steal? What? 5 triples, 10 to 20 from the field, 2 of 4 from the free throw line? Whoa. Is he ready? I don't know, man. If you wanted to grab him just to grab him just to see what happens, sure. They do have one more game this week. They play Sunday. Wow, that's interesting. I want this for Bub, man, but Bub was just looking terrible. And a game like this could get him back on track. I just wouldn't expect it to be so crisp and clean like it looks. Like, this is great, man. He had good efficiency. Free throw line, meh. But, like, you can forgive him for him because he gave you 27, 6, and 8. Interesting. That's good to see. And 5 triples. Yeah, I hope he can stick. If you want to just test the waters and see if he can do it, sure. Because he could be, I feel like he could be a good PRA guy, points, rebounds, assists, give you some triples, and actually have good both percentages, like decent both percentages. He just is playing absolutely horrid. So hopefully better days are ahead for him. Interesting. Good to see from him. You also had 27 points out of CJ McCollum, who also had 4 rebounds, 6 dimes, and a steal. 3 triples, 9 of 20 from the field, 450 for him. Or sorry, 45%. I apologize. I'm reading it as part decimal form. But something had to be wrong with this line. And of course, it's 6-9 from the free throw line. Yikes, that sucks. Interesting from Tristan Vucevic. He only played 14 minutes and went to the free throw line and shot 8 free throws. That's crazy. 14 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, 3-7 from the field, 4 of Vucevic, and 8-8 from the free throw line. He's always an interesting play if he gets more time too, because he has a good fantasy friendly game. If you want to stream a 12 team leagues because of what's going on in the low volume week, I understand. Most likely in regular weeks, we probably want to just have him being a deeper league option. By the way, you also had a pretty good game out of Jameer Watkins. I saw he was playing some good defense, and then dude got hot. That's sign number one. This line is real. 15 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 triples, 6-7 from the field. Yep, we cannot count on that next game. Although the last person I said that about was Jordan Walsh, and then he just continued his heater. But I'm pretty sure we can count that on Jameer Watkins. Let's go ahead and check on the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm going to say this right now, and I'm being completely honest. He honestly salvaged this because it was way worse than this. But Darius Garland is still a buy low. And I know it's annoying because you're like, dude, Darius Garland is like out for injury management every other game. Yes, I know. You got to think a longer term to that. We are on, was it December 12th? You got to start thinking like mid-January, early Feb, when he's probably like running up 100%. He's like a top 40 player. Add worse when he's really rolling. I think you might still have time because the shooting is still annoying. 18 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. He didn't hit any threes. 6-17 from the field, 6-7 from the free throw line.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Okay, the free throw percentage is recorrecting. The field goal percentage is almost there. You might have a little bit of time left. If you can still buy low. If you have them, just hold, because it's going to click. Because it's Darius Garland. People just don't get bad just like that. He's still like, he takes probably the longest to ramp up out of all these guys that I mentioned earlier, like AD and all that. Just give him some time. Donovan Mitchell just went nuclear. 48 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. 8 dribbles? Bro, wow. 17 of 31 from the field. Guys, he's averaging 50% from the field this year, and I have a feeling it's going to stick. At worst, it's probably 49. This is like super peak. When you're at like age 29, this is technically supposed to be like the middle of your peak, like 29, 30. He might just be like this now. He also gave me 6-6 from the free throw line. This is a huge game for Donovan Mitchell. First rounder this year. Absolutely beautiful. Evan Mobley, he didn't get any defensive stats, but he did give you 23, 13, and 6. He is not the 18-8 man. That's good. 2 triples to go along with it. He did shoot a little rough, 7 of 17 from the field. But better free throw day, 7 of 9 for the free throw line. Thank you, brother. You are not bad as we thought. DeAndre Hunter's just kind of been blah. He's flailing. He's in a little bit of a shooting slump. I think you can give him a little bit more grace. Although, like, that value that I think we were trying to get in the beginning of the year, I think it might be over. 15 points and 4 rebounds. He did absolutely nothing else. He did give you 2 triples, actually. I apologize. But 4 of 14 from the field is absolutely putrid. That sucks. Like I said, it's a shooting slump. Hopefully it gets better. And he shot 4-4 from the free throw line. Jalen Tyson is still to play. We don't have Darius. We don't have Jared Allen, so we can still roster Tyson. 13 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 triple, 3-5 from the field, 6-6 from the free throw line. All these guys are just shooting mad free throws. Wow. 6 from Mitchell, 7 from Garland, 6 from Tyson. Wow. 9 from Mobley. He is a play until Jared Allen comes back. I think you could probably still hold him in deeper leagues. Or if you just happen to need a really back-end guy on your team and talk to these, I think it'll be okay. But we know that he will move out of the starting lineup when Allen returns. Anything else from this game? The bench didn't really do much. It was just the main guys with Donovan Mitchell leading the way. At least they got the dub they needed. They need that anchor. It's actually very important, and now we're seeing why, because these guys have been in a little bit of a slump. Utah Jazz. Is it time to start pushing agendas? I love pushing agendas. Yeah, no Zach Edey, so the Memphis Grizzlies lose 130-126. Oof. To the Utah Jazz. Oof. They should have had this game in lock. And you know who returned today? Ja Morant. Let's go ahead and talk about Ja himself. He played 25 minutes in this one. A minutes limit, totally understandable. 21 points, though. 4 rebounds, 10 assists, 1 block. Love that. 2 triples. Honestly, all that's good. He just shot bad. He actually shot bad on both percentages. 7 to 20 from the field, 5 to 7 from the free throw line. Rough, man. Those percentages are rough, but it's still good. I mean, basically, the outline of what you want is there. They just got to put it all together. I don't know what they need to do, but it has to find a way to be put all together. And now we see, like, ED makes a big difference because, I mean, you just have this 7-4 giant that just does everything. Sucks that he's going to be off for 4 weeks. I think they just... It's a little bit of a fracture, and they want to manage it, so they're going to spend as much time as possible for long-term health of his career. If you can. Like, absolutely, please hold him. Please. Jaren Jackson Jr. is just like, is he going to be a bottle of the whole season? He actually didn't shoot bad. He shot 6-13 from the field. 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a block. That's still very lackluster. 0-2 from the field. This is rough, dude. I don't know. This is the longest he... If he's a buy low the whole season, then it wasn't a buy low. It was just a bad season. But he's still a buy low right now. If you want to take a chance, you probably get him for nothing. He's got to be better than this. Hopefully, job back does help. I mean, he can do like a little bit for himself and dribble for himself. We've seen it when he had no Ja or Bane. But this is a weird season, man. Maybe that foot's bothering him more than we thought it was. Jalen Wells actually shot reasonably. This is a pretty solid shooting game for him. It wasn't too high, wasn't too low. It was just right. 19 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 triples, 6 of 13 from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. I rostered him in exactly one league, in one 12-team league. I was thinking about dropping him this morning, but I don't know if I'm doing that. I would think he might be able to get at least some better looks with Ja Morant, and he had been playing well, like better overall. You can take a shot on him, but I'd be okay if he didn't too. Like, either way, I wouldn't feel any type of way about it. Santi Aldama moved to the starting lineup. There is no Zach Edey, which is interesting. They did not go with Jock Landale, but they both got a good amount of time. But Santi Aldama is a play. Dude just doesn't know how to go away. Like, he's just going to be relevant, man. And he's absolutely going to take advantage of it because that's Santi Aldama. That's what he does. 22 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 4 triples, 8 of 15 from the field, 2 of 4 from free throw line. I know his free throws aren't his strong suit, but that's a banger, dude. I'd take that any day. That's a good line. You had Cedric Coward, who had a pretty good efficiency night. 17 points, 12 rebounds, 6 dimes, 2 triples, 7-11 from the field. I'll take that. No defense stats, probably one, at least one. But the efficiency is coming back, and he is playing well. And he's staying in the starting lineup. That's a good thing. You also had 2 banger games from some bench guys. Actually, 1, and then we'll talk about Jock Landale, too, for a second. Cam Spencer just was on fire. This is really being on fire. Like, bro could not miss if he wanted to. 20 points, 2 rebounds, 4 dimes, 6 of 6 shooting, and every shot was a 3-pointer. And he shot 2 free throws on top of that and made both of them. That's just like an unreal shooting night. Honestly, he had been shooting crazy for like the past like 3 weeks with John Moran out. It's just like, no, it's not real, especially not this. Don't expect this. It's interesting that he got 25 minutes. I feel like he's playing like a role that we would think Ty Jerome or Scottie Pippen Jr. would play. If you run a roster, yeah, but there's no way you're going to think you're going to get 100% shooting. Like, it's not going to happen. But he might still actually have some value with John Morant back, especially with John Morant getting ramped up. We all thought Jock Landale would be the pickup with Zach Edey out. And, I mean, it's okay. 8 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, 2 triples, 3 of 7 from the field. It's back in. Like, it's solid. He'll have better games than this. He might also have worse games than this. But it's kind of like a floor. It's not going to be what Edey gave you. But I think it's worth grabbing as a back-end center, especially if you are now in need of that production. Let's go ahead and check on the Utah Jazz, man, who are just still kind of just like sitting there. And I'm like, are you guys going to just commit? Or are you just going to, you going to try? Like, what are we doing? Lauri Markkanen, 26 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 3 triples, 9 of 22, not his best shooting night, shot 40%, and he missed 2 free throws. It's not like him. 5 of 7 from the field. But good scoring, good rebounds, and he gave you 2 defense stats. And an uncharacteristic 5 turnovers. Don't expect that all the time. The real banger is this new breakout star, which honestly, is he in the running for MIP? Because he probably should be. Keontae George, 39 points, 6 rebounds, 8 dimes, 2 steals, 5 triples. And he shot 60% from the field, bro. And 10 of 10 of the free. If you were struggling in free throw, he saved you. 10 of 10 from the free throw line. Dude. Wow, Keontae George is here. That's really cool to see. I did not see him being like one of the best breakout candidates, but it hit, man. And he's going to be good for years to come. That is so cool to see. Good stuff from him. I had people say like, oh yeah, Isaiah Collier would take the spot. Yeah, I don't think that's happening anymore. Isaiah Collier had 5 points, 2 rebounds. He had 8 dimes. Good assist streamer. 2 of 6 from the field, 1 of 5 from the free throw line, but he absolutely just mauled your free throw percentage. Great, buddy. I appreciate it. I do not think you need to roster him in 12-team leagues unless you absolutely need assists. Deeper leagues, sure, but it is Keontae George's job. I think we found that out. Kevin Love turned back the clock and had 20 points off the bench. 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 4 triples, 8 of 15 from the field. You probably cannot count on that for the rest of the 2025-2026 season. But cool, man. Good to see you still got it, Unk. I love that. Bryce Sensabaugh had 11 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. 3 triples on 4 of 8 shooting from the field in 17 minutes. He is a good deep league play, and he's a good 3-point streamer in 12-team leagues. And Yusuf Nurkic got a start. He had 27 minutes. 13 and 17 and 7 still should be rostered, by the way. 13, 17, and 7 in 27 minutes. Dude, that is that's pretty good. 1 steal, 1 block, and 6 of 9 shooting from the field, and he got 1 of 3 from the free throw line. But, dude, like, I can forgive you. 13, 17, 7, 1 steal, 1 block. I'd take that any day. That sucks, though, because guess who only got 18 minutes and didn't do much? Kyle Filipowski. It sucks, man, because you want to time it. You want to time this. Will it be the guy that grabs him where they're like, oh, Nurk's injured all of a sudden and he stops playing? And it's like, oh, well, Kyle Filipowski sees it because we already have Kessler out the way, unfortunately. Rest in peace, Kessler. We miss you, brother. See you next season. But you want to time that Filipowski grab like just right to where you grab him and then it's like, boom, crazy value. He's doing the 20 and 10 and 5 and some triples and maybe he's still on the block. Like, we want to try and aim for that. But it still looks like it's just a toss-up every day. You want to hold. If you really have the ability to stash it, hold, sure. If you don't and you want to grab some better value right now, yeah, I think you're okay. You probably got another month, maybe month and a half before you want to time that correctly. It was exciting. We saw a couple of like flashes of what it could be when he was getting the time, but I don't think it's here just yet. Filipowski had 2 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, on 1-5 shooting. Just terrible game. Oh, by the way, I got to check on the other rookie who's still getting time, and that's good. He just had a terrible game today. 8 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 blocks. I like the 2 blocks for Ace Bailey. He had 4-12 shooting, though. Didn't hit any of his 3-pointers. You don't have to roster him. I think he's going to be one of those rookies that really kind of like pick it up and just start going crazy at the end of the year when that silly season time hits, unless you can, of course, afford to hold him. But I don't think you need to absolutely roster him right now. If you want to go through the rookie bumps in the road, sure thing. Totally understand. Good stuff from the Jazz. I don't know what they're doing long term, but I like it. And yeah, we need Zach Kitty back for the Grizzlies. Next game of the day. This is scary too. And then Dallas pulled it off. 119-111 over the Brooklyn Nets. This was an exciting game for the Mavericks, actually. It was a really fun game to watch. I actually got a chance to see some of this one. Michael Porter Jr., you're not going to believe it. As of today, he's in the second round. Yeah. 34 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 6 triples. Crazy percentages. 12 of 20 from the field, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. He is very much better than Cam Johnson. I don't know if anyone didn't know that. He just had to scale down because he was not, he's not better than Jamal Murray, and he's not better than, definitely not better than Nikola Jokic. But he can hoop. And he's a second rounder. I know it's always like, dude, I'm going to cash out on this because he's high now and he's not going to be there later. He could get traded. We don't know. If you want to kind of hold and you want to time it a little later in the year, I totally understand. It's December 12th. I think if you want to time a lot of these big ones, you probably want to time stuff like that, like mid to late January when you make big trades like this. I mean, he's rolling right now. So if you kept him, I totally understand. It's cool to see that he's so good at basketball. Nick Claxton at 14 and 10. 4 assists. I love that he just gets assists now. 1 steal, 1 block. And he had a weird field goal game, 5 or 12 from the field, but he hit all his free throws. Yay. I had to clap for him. 4-4 from the free throw line for Nick Claxton. That's cool. Noah Clowney was kind of running hot and he had a bad shooting night. And that's the thing, he was kind of shooting a little too hot. So it was bound to come down. 11 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. I love the fact that he did everything in the box score, though. That's pretty good. And had a triple to go along with it. He's had a bad shooting night, 5 of 13 from the field. He still belongs on rosters. And by the way, he had foul trouble. He had 5 fouls in this one, too. You had 12 points. Yes, you had a – this is a pretty decent game out of Terrence. Man, I don't know if you're ever going to get it anytime soon. 12 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, 2 triples, 4 of 8 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. I think he's probably deeper leagues at best, unless you wanted to stream him and talk to him for some odd reason. The big thing we have to do is pay attention to is the rookie off the bench is kind of hooping. Yes, he's kind of hooping. And I know he's been talked about before on the channel because I know that Brew has mentioned it. I think he even wrote about him, which is the crazy part. 17 points, 7 rebounds for Danny Wolf. He had 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 3 triples, 6 of 10 from the field, and he's had a bad shooting night, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. He is missing in a couple of my leagues, I'm going to be honest. He's gone in 12-teamers. And if they're running him out there now, that's even a better sign. That's a real good sign. Who's hurt? Cam Thomas? Oh, but Cam Thomas is a guard. Sure, you can say it takes away minutes, but that's going to do more damage to, like, Zaire Williams, and it's going to do a little more damage to, like, you know, these hodgepodge groups of rookie centers, the Ben Sarafs, the Drake Pauls, the Yegor Yeomans. It's going to kind of affect them a little bit more. I kind of pick him up, too. I have him in one league. I have him in a roto league because I'm just holding because I know it's going to be absolutely amazing at the end of the year. But he's doing enough right now. In 26 minutes, it looks like it's enough for him to kind of get busy. You can't expect 6 of 10 shooting. But I like that he does a little bit of everything. I've seen him throw some assists in some games. He can add defensive stats. He's very interesting. I wonder what he kind of turns out, you know, long-term, what his long-term career looks like. I think he's worth the grab. That's about it for these guys. You had 11 points out of Tyrese Martin, and we don't really care about that. We can skip on that. Let's go ahead and talk about the Mavs. We had an interesting development at point guard. So Ryan Nembhard started. He had a bad game. And I did mention, like, hey, some days he's just going to play like a rookie, and it's going to suck. And this is one of those days. 0 points. He didn't score. He missed all four of his shots. He went 0-4 from the field. He gave you 2 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 turnovers. And this is one of those games where everyone starts kind of keying, oh, my God, I got to drop him. He sucks, dude. Like, look what you did to me on this low-volume week. Everything's amplified because you don't have this much volume, and you just had this dude suck when you had, like, 22 players max in the weeks. Do not drop. Do not drop. He's a rookie. We got to understand he's a rookie. Some days, he may just be a rookie out there. And that's okay. This was a bad game. Especially when he was running, like, top 60 over the last 2 weeks before that. I think I'll hold. With that being said, Brandon Williams got more time, and he had 9 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. I mean, he scored 9 points more, but he kind of didn't do that much else, unfortunately. But he was a plus 14, and that did help. He had 4-7 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. You can still probably roster Brandon Williams in deeper leagues. Sure, if you want the 12th innings, you can, but I think I'd rather have Ryan Nembhard as the priority, especially if he's still starting. I think it was just a bad game. AD absolutely cooked here. 24 points, 14 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. What do you know? He's Anthony Davis. 10 to 21 from the field, 4-5 from the free throw line. He just has to stay healthy. That's a first-round line, and he's going to fly up the board. If he keeps doing this stuff, he'll be in the first round in no time. Cooper Flagg, balling, by the way. Look at this guy. Talk about rookies, man. This is going to be special. 22 points, 5 rebounds, 8 dimes, 1 steal, 1 block, 0 turnovers, bro? 8-0 turnover ratio? Is this turnover ratio? What? 10-16 from the field. He just shot 2-3 from the free throw line. But dude, who cares? Dude's like flying up the board. I didn't know he was going to hit this soon. I thought it'd be kind of more like January-ish. We're in December, and he's been like playing like a pro these last couple weeks. Welcome, Cooper Flagg. Hope you guys drafted him because he's probably going to be doing damage for the rest of the year. PJ Washington, still good game, not his best shooting night, but he had 13 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 1 triple. This is just a very PJ Washington line. 4-10 from the field, 4-6 from the free throw line. Rough percentages, but he does everything under the sun, which we, you know, we kind of take it. Najee Marshall is still in the starting lineup at the current moment. He had 17 points, 1 rebound, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple, 6 of 9 from the field, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. It's a couple things that happen. Well, we know Derek Ivey is cooked. Fortunate, man. Fortunate. Bigs and foot injuries. That's why I'm looking kind of like at Zachy, like, please, like, I hope this gets saved. The bigs and foot injuries, man, they don't go well together. We can look at it as two ways. It's either they move Ryan Nembhard to the bench when Kyrie comes back, which I think Kyrie will come back some point this year, or they move Najee Marshall to the bench when Kyrie comes back. I think either is very viable. I'm trying to think, was there anybody else that's missing? They did not start Max Christie this game. Usually Max Christie does start. So interesting. We'll see what happens long term when that comes around. Either way, Najee Marshall's in the starting lineup, you roster him. Or if he's getting like 30 minutes, you roster him. That's good. Max Christie, I think you can still hold. He's still got 13 shots off the bench. 15.6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 4 triples. I held him. 5 of 13 from the field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. That's a good game off the bench. I wonder if they just thought that'd be a better role to add some more offense to the bench unit. Also, if you are ever needed threes, you can always look towards Klay Thompson's way. He is definitely an unk now, but he can still shoot. 12 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 triples, 4 of 9 from field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Cool. Good stuff, brother. Good stuff from these guys. When they have AD and they're actually like playing well, like they're going to be hard to beat. And they still have Kyrie that's out. Yes, like that Kyrie. Interesting to see what happens during the playoff time with this team. Last game of the day. This was exciting. I thought the Warriors would be able to pull it off, but they did not. Wow. 127-120. The Antless Timberwolves. Antless Timberwolves. Got the dub. Ant was out with foot injury. That came out of nowhere. Kind of weird. Could have been a rest day. But I'm also like, why would you rest in a game like this? Who knows? Just keep an eye on Sunday. If if he's questionable or maybe he gets like taken off right away, and he doesn't play on Sunday, then it might be a little bit concerning where this foot injury came from. Anyways, they do win. So let's go ahead and check on the Warriors first. We also had Steph return. Welcome back, Steph. And he just gave you, you know, a casual 39-5-5 with six triples. Yep. He's right back at it. 14-28 from the field, 50%. That's great. But he had 5-7 for the free throw line, which is super uncharacteristic of him. So he should be able to be better in the next one. And you just kind of had like a people just chipped in where they can. This is a little disappointing from Jimmy Butler. 15 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal. 6-11 from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. I think you want better out of him. Hopefully he'll be able to correct that in the next one. Quinn Post got to start the center again. There was no Draymond Green in this one. He had 16.6 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 triples. Love that. You got a big man that can shoot, but he just shot horrid overall. 5-15 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. He's been kind of doing it up to kind of be roster backing guy, especially if we need some you know, some random big man stats. Definitely, I think he's more 14-team leagues. And also, like, it's kind of like a Russian roulette on who plays every day. Post has been a little bit more secure, but still, like, it's rough. Like, Buddy Hield started because he had been hooping. And then look at this. 6 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 triples, 2-4 shooting. He played 18 minutes. Yeah, don't roster him, please. Pat Spencer's in the starting lineup for now. 12 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 triples, 5 of 13 from the field. He had a bad shooting night, but he tried to do a lot of the little things. He got 20 minutes. Will it stick? Man, who knows? Dude, it's Steve Kerr. Who knows? You got a 20-minute role for De'Anthony Melton off the bench. Some of that could still be, you know, just trying to not throw him in the game for heavy minutes because of the ACL injury. It also, this could be his role. Although, to be fair, he's probably the best defensive fit next to Steph Curry. I just, you know, it may be some time before he ramps up, or that may not just be his role this year with this team. 9 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2-6 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line. He's not ready to be rostered in 12-team leagues. If something does break his way, though, we absolutely look towards him. You had 11-4-2 with 3 steals from Moses Moody. Nice. He got 3 steals. I like that. He only played 22 minutes, though. Remember when he was in the starting lineup? Yeah. 5-10 from the field. He missed his only free throw, and he had 1 triple to go along with it. You don't have to roster these guys, especially in 12-team leagues. It's a lot of, like, this back and forth. 14 teams, yeah, sure. 16 teams, absolutely. You know, the deeper you go, of course, you want these guys on your rosters. But it's just like, I don't know, man. Like, he rolls, spins a wheel, like, and then he just picks who starts. Besides the guys that are, of course, going to start, which is, like, Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph. Let's go ahead and check on the last team of the day. No Ant-Man, no problem. We saw Bones Highland move to the starting lineup, and then he got hurt. Jeez, bro. It's crazy. I saw a report that Ant had been, like, advocating for him. Like, yeah, we should play Bones Highland. He had a good showing last game, and then they rolled him out. And I was like, okay, cool. And then, bro, just gets hurt in 4 minutes. He gave me 3 points and 2 assists. He had a triple. He only took 1 shot. He made it. That helps. But just rough that he got injured. And I don't know how long he's out. It probably was just a stream for a day. I would not be rostering with 12th in the league. You'd probably drop him if you do have him on your team. Rudy Gobert turned out the clock. Look at this game from Rudy Gobert. 24 points, 14 rebounds. I mean, he absolutely cooked him. He was like Quentin Post against me. Like, lunch. 24 points, 14 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 1 block, 11-13 from the field. And he didn't, like, destroy your free throws. 2-3 in the free throw line. That's just a banger game. Good stuff, Rudy Gobert. You would expect Julius Randle to step up, and he did. 27 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 triples, 7-14 from the field, 11-12 from the free throw line. Huge percentages. Love those. Jaden McDaniels, solid game. He actually gave you some good 5-5 action like that. 17 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple, 8-15 from the field. He just missed his only free throw. That sucks. And who else have we got here? Dante DiVincenzo, good game. He had been having some kind of stinkers. Could Ant being out helped? Yeah, a little bit. But we just know he was in a little bit of a slump himself. 21 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 4 triples, 7-15 from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. Big game. You also had Naz Reid, who's honestly been balling ever since I, like, called him out. Maybe he, like, listened to the Fantasy NBA Today show and was like, this guy doesn't know who I am. And he's been hooping ever since. So, yeah, man, he is a 12-team player, honestly 10-team player. Should be rostered. 18 points, 4 rebounds, 7 dimes out of Naz Reid. 1 steal, three triples, 7 of 14 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. That's okay. We forgive him because it's low volume. Good stuff from him. He's been absolutely spectacular this season. And lastly, we had Terrence Shannon Jr., who got some extra one with no amp. He had 9 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals on the block. His fantasy game is really cool if this ever broke his way, but I don't think he will. He had 3 of 7 from the field and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. The big news is we wait to see if Ant comes back anytime soon. And I hope that it's soon. Guys, that is it for me today. We did have one question in chat. I always usually try and answer questions on Friday. Thinking of dropping Filipowski for Wolf. Yeah, I mean, if you heard the show and what I said about it, it's hard to time. You all want to time that like Filipowski grab. It's like, dude, like, let me grab him before everybody else does. It's just gonna be crazy. Filipowski doesn't have that runway right now, but Wolf does, and Wolf's kind of got that kind of crazy stat line where he does a little bit of everything. I think I'd do it, especially if it's a 12 team lead. I think I'd do it. One has the minutes, one doesn't. They both look like they had that crazy sporadic stat line, and they probably will both be eating at the end of the year. But if you need value right now, Wolf's probably your man. But that's it for me. I will see you guys on Tuesday. Oh, I won't see you. I will not see you on Tuesday. Guys, I don't think you see me till next Friday or Thursday. I got to check the schedule. But you won't see me Tuesday because it'll be the NBA Cup. We get to see who makes it. Probably going to be the OKC Thunder. Ooh, big surprise. And maybe I think the Knicks are going to make it. I think the Knicks are going to pull this one out. They are probably looking to try and win some championships like the old days. So you will probably see me, like I said, on Thursday or Friday, most likely Friday for certain. But that's it for me. I wish you guys the best of luck on this low volume week. Oh, the variance isn't too crazy that you win your matchups. And keep watching the show. And we will be back on Monday. Enjoy the weekend, folks. See you soon.